Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 2, verses 23 to 25. Because of the miraculous signs Jesus did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many began to trust in him. But Jesus didn't trust them because he knew all about people. No one needed to tell him about human nature, for he knew what was in each person's heart. Whether we like it or not, the world knows a great deal about us. Organizations go to extraordinary lengths to store information about every aspect of our lives so they can lure us into buying their products and using their services. However, although it might not feel like it at times, there are limits to what they know. They can't see into the deeper recesses of our minds, but there is one who can. In these verses, John reveals that Jesus knew all about the people of his time. Some were responding to his message because of the miraculous things he was doing, but Jesus knew for many of them this was a superficial response which would soon evaporate. He understood human nature completely and knew every person's heart. When we first hear that Jesus knows everything about us, we might feel concerned and even anxious. We'd like to think that we have some privacy and that we're able to hang on to at least a few secrets, but it cannot be done. However, when we come to realize that Jesus only has love for us and will only ever use the information that he has for loving purposes, we can start to relax. His knowledge of us is nothing like our knowledge of ourselves. We only understand a very limited amount about ourselves, but he knows the whole story. When we put our lives in Jesus' hands, we're putting them in the most secure and loved place possible. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the fact that Jesus knows absolutely everything about you and at the same time loves you perfectly? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you know us and love us completely. We gladly place our lives in your hands. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.